It's Jared and Katie in the morning on the number one hit music station, 107.5 KZL. All right, Katie brought you the story yesterday about Justin Bieber and all sorts of trouble.
Well, you know, Justin Bieber, he seems to really want to be in trouble these days. I don't know if he's acting out or maybe just being a boy his own age. You tell me.
I don't know, but it is out of control, it seems like.
Yeah, well, he's in trouble right now for allegedly egging his neighbor's home.
So stupid.
Causing thousands of dollars worth of damage. 2 days ago, 12 police officers showed up to Justin Bieber's home. They went in with a search warrant, and they were looking all around trying to maybe look at the surveillance cameras to see if they could catch Bieber in action. What they found was Lil Zah hanging out with the Biebs, and Lil Zah had some Molly, which is the crushed up form of ecstasy, a drug, and Xanax. And they arrested Lil Zah right there. We want to know, can you get in trouble? Can Justin Bieber get in trouble for having those drugs in his home?
Even though they didn't find it on him.
Right.
I find that interesting. Also, I guess we should ask, too, how much trouble can you get in North Carolina for throwing eggs at somebody's house?
True.
Because I did it before.
And you got a what? Misdemeanor?
Family was not happy about it. Did not toss one egg. I had just had my ACL reconstructed.
Right.
I was sitting in the back seat. But I was there.
You were
an accomplice.
Part of it. You were accomplice to the crime.
All right. On the phone with us, official attorney Lisa Lanier. She has offices statewide. She's also the president of Lanier Law Group. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her first. 1-888-CONSULT or go to 1075KZL.com. Keyword Lisa. Good morning, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. We're great. How are you?
I'm doing great. Love the little snow we got.
Just a tiny little dusting.
A tiny little bit, yeah. My kids are so excited, though.
I remember those days.
They're trying to play in it, in their pajamas, as we speak.
Yeah.
That's great.
I miss the days.
Oh, yeah. But love this Bieber story. Mm. Oh, the Beeb. So who hasn't done a little mischief like this in their life, right? You know, I used to do stuff like this.
I'm guilty.
Oh, man. Yeah. Well, you know, I went to Southern Guilford, and we had a group that I won't admit to anything, but I may have been affiliated with a group called the Southern Guilford Rollers.
Uh-huh.
Is that roller derby club?
What's that?
Exactly. It was not roller derby. No, but we, that group, let's just say that group, enjoyed toilet papering things, and the coup for that group was the McDonald's on High Point Road, and that one got some press. And
really, you got some? It was in the paper.
Yeah, we got some press over that one. Yeah, that was our coup d'etat.
I mean, not you, but the group.
Yeah, the group did.
The group
that you
group,
heard
yeah,
about.
I'm not admitting that I did anything. But.
So you rolled the McDonald's that was so good that it got press.
Good for you.
It got press. Yeah,
that's impressive.
It is.
Yeah, that was kind of the peak. But, you know, but I mean, this stuff is, it does get kind of dangerous at times. I mean, we were chased one time. We rolled this girl's house, and I actually think this probably nowadays would be considered bullying or something, but we rolled this girl's house that we didn't like, and her dad, apparently we were the third group that had rolled her house that night. It was homecoming weekend.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, she was not well-loved, but her dad chased us. We ended up going on this high-speed car chase. It was pretty scary. But so, you know, you understand why authorities take this stuff seriously. And here with the Biebs, he actually did over $20,000 worth of damage, if he did it, whoever did it, whoever egged the house, did over $20,000 worth of damage. So it's a felony, and it actually could be the potential sentence there is 1 to 3 years plus all kinds of fines. And even, so if he becomes a convicted felon, you know, he's Canadian, so he could even face potentially deportation.
Right.
I say do it.
Yeah,
I mean, if he's guilty.
Yeah. So, you know, he does seem like he kind of almost wants to be in trouble. He's been in trouble so much lately. But this drug thing, fortunately for him, Lil Zai came up and said, hey, this is my Molly. It's not the Biebs Molly. You know
that little Zah, he's a stand-up guy.
He is. He's a stand-up guy.
We apologize, Lisa, for making you say Lil Zah on the radio.
Yeah.
We apologize.
You know, this is what I went to law school for.
Right. Talk about Lil Zah.
Right. So I can talk about Lil Zah. But fortunately, Lil Zah is a stand-up guy, and he said, hey, that's my stuff. But because otherwise, being that it was in his home, Bieber could have faced drug charges for this.
Thought so.
Yeah,
absolutely. Absolutely. Because when the police come in, so they had a search warrant that was related to this egging, but when something is in plain view, it's fair game. And so this was in plain view, and what would normally happen is they would actually charge the owner of the premises if no one else admits that these drugs belong to them. Because there would be, even if you dispute it and you say, hey, those aren't my drugs, you have constructive possession. They're in your home. And same thing with if they're in your car. There's a presumption that that belongs to you. And it's almost like that burden of proof gets shifted. Normally that burden of proof is on the authorities, but it kind of gets shifted onto the person charged to prove that those aren't their drugs.
I'm so glad that you are our official attorney and not Jason Goodman for many reasons.
Right.
One, Jason Goodman did not spend 1 minute in law school. But yesterday he said, well, no, I mean, if it's in your house, but it's somebody else's, you can't get in trouble. Or in your car and it's not yours. No, you can't get in trouble.
He was completely wrong.
Totally wrong. Totally 100% wrong.
Yeah, you can definitely get in trouble. I mean, you then have to prove that it's not yours. So,
which can be hard.
And actually, what happens sometimes is celebrities have these guys that are their protégés, you know, that hang out and will take a fall for them even if it really is not, you know. So who knows?
That's what I was going to ask you. On just based solely on your gut instinct, is this Lil Zah really a stand-up guy? Or do you think he took the fall because if Biebs gets arrested, there goes his meal ticket?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I think.
And he probably knows, you know, assuming, you know, maybe that they are not just Lil Zah's drugs, but, you know, of course he thinks he's going to get taken care of
if he
steps up. So who knows if they really were his or not. But the fact that he did step up and admit ownership of the drugs, that is going to get Bieber off the hook. They're not going to look.
So the lesson here, did we lose her? Lisa, are you there?
No, I'm still here.
Okay. So the lesson here, don't hang out with people that do drugs or... named Justin Bieber. So
exactly.
With Justin Bieber, okay, he caused $20,000 in damage. Let's say you're in North Carolina and you're out. You know, high school kids do this all the time.
Absolutely.
Some college kids.
They do.
They go out and you maybe egg somebody's house or whatever.
Or maybe you knock over a Port-a-John or two.
Which sounds like Katie's
once,
friends, maybe.
I'm the only one here without a record.
Well.
And no mischief. For the record.
Well, you didn't have any friends. You're the one getting egged.
You
rolled,
were the one who had Port-a-John knocked over in your front yard.
No.
But is that the same? Is it basically, what is the threshold? Is it $1,000 in damage or what? How's that work?
You know, I think it's actually a little bit, I think it's fairly similar in North Carolina. But the thing is, what happens now is a lot of times these things do get grouped into like bullying and some of those other kind of things. So sometimes, like particularly, like the, you know, like the rolling thing that I talked about that I may or may not have been involved in years ago, you know, that sort of targeting an individual like that and several groups came by and did it, I mean, that could actually get you into more serious trouble because you're really not doing any physical damage when you do that. So what you actually end up looking at, instead of a damage charge like that, you're looking at more of something like a bullying or a, you know, stalking or something like that.
Yeah, and I know with egging, because I did get in trouble for that, it was a vandalism charge.
Right.
And I remember having to go to community service, and you had to go to a meeting with all these other people that had recently been arrested. They were going through the same program, like first-time offenders program.
Uh-huh.
And they're going around the room, and I promise you, the guy right before me, they said, why are you here? They said, he was like, oh, I was drinking, and the cops pulled me over, and I punched the cop in the face. And then they went to me, and they're like, Mr. Pike, why are you here? I was out with my friends, and we threw eggs at a former coach's house.
But I didn't. I was just in the car.
And
they
looked at me like, weak.
Yeah, exactly. You don't really have that street credibility.
No, I've never had any.
No.
Never will. All right. Very, very interesting. As always, thank you to Lisa Lanier.
Thank you, Lisa.
She is our official attorney. If you're ever injured on the job, contact her right away. 1-888-CONSULT. Or go to 1075KZL.com, keyword Lisa. She does have offices statewide. Speaking of Justin Bieber, the late night guys had some fun with him last night.
Legal experts say if Justin Bieber's convicted of a felony, he could be deported back to Canada. That's true, yeah. Also, yeah. They also say if he's found to have cocaine in his system, he could be elected mayor of Toronto.
Police busted in to the home of Justin Bieber. He lives in a very exclusive part of Los Angeles known as Bieberly Hills. They busted into it. 12 police cars showed up, and they searched the house for eggs.
So dumb.
George Zimmerman is still a free man, but yet they busted into Justin Bieber's house and searched the place for eggs.
Oh, it's Thursday. You know what that means. Jared and Katie's phone tap.
I love phone taps.
We got a letter from an AML saying, help me. My mother is addicted to Candy Crush.
Haven't we all been at one point?
Who felt her pain? I know you did. I know you did. The young AML says, please prank my mother and tell her that her account has been suspended. We're going to do just that coming up next in Jared and Katie's phone tap.
Ritz. 107.5 KZL.
Just hold on, we're going home.
It's going down.
I'm yelling timber.
The story of my life, I'll take her home.
The number one hit music station.
Okay, Aubrey, time for school.
Mom, I don't feel good.
Okay, honey, let's feel your forehead. Oh, you're burning up.
Can you stay home with me?
I really want to, sweetie, but I can't miss any more work. Here, let's take your temperature, and I'll call Well Watchers. It's for kids like you.